The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next, James and Betty, along with Beth Moore, share lessons about God's kingdom we can all learn from a dog.
I was riding the other day with Princess, this beautiful dachshund. And we're riding in the truck, and she got her little paws on the steering wheel, and we're just going, and she's just looking. And I just said to her, and I talked to this dog. Now here's the thing you got to understand.
God's kingdom in you, next on Life Today.
I can't tell you. I don't even have the words to tell you what a joy it is to spend this time with you. I'm James Robinson. You're going to hear Beth Moore and Betty in the series. This I'm so excited about it. God's kingdom in you. Now, you really need to get this. I mean, there's the future kingdom. I mean, there's the kingdom where you don't have to get suited up. You don't need to put on the whole armor of God because there's no conflict, no battle. But then there's the kingdom reality of God's presence right now, where he really is in charge. And when you let his atmosphere fill everything and spiritual gravity control everything, you talk about transforming effect first on you, but then that light, it illuminates everything. It exposes not only the need for correction, but also gives direction. Now, in order to understand God's kingdom in you, you have to be born of the kingdom. You have to be born from above. This isn't like a ticket to heaven or church membership. This is being born into a whole new way of life. I want you to get this series. I hope you'll get it on DVD so you can see all of it and the CDs, and also the study guide and Jim Hilton's book. This is what really opened my eyes, the supernatural skyline, a friend I've known for 30 years. Just a passing statement. I mean, just opened up a whole new perspective from God's point of view. Now, you're going to hear Beth, you're going to hear Betty talk about being born into the kingdom of God. And we'll talk about God's kingdom in you, and I want you to get the series. Let's join that series right here in the studio, God's kingdom in you. Tell your story, Beth.
You know, I was raised in church, and I had a traumatic thing happen in my very early childhood. I've told many times as part of my testimony on Life Today about having a background of childhood abuse, that even by the time my memory kicks in, I had already been to that devastating place. And it plays into every single part of your belief system. But something about this message of Jesus, I remember hearing, even as a child in those little baby bear chairs in a Sunday school circle, that he was our very best friend. And I think back and wonder how only God could have put it in me to have believed it. At that point, authority would have been so frightening to me, and something of that would have been preached at many places might have scared me to death and retreated me. But there was something so sweet about the gospel message of Jesus Christ that I believed it. And, you know, it was a very long time in my upbringing in the church that I went to at that time, and so much has changed since then. But we were scared to death of the Holy Spirit. So, of course, we were taught rules. It's something like Betty talked about. We were told how to be good, but we had no power to do it. We had no power to live in victory. And because of my past, I honestly crawled from one ditch to the next ditch, mm-hmm. to the next ditch, to the next ditch, until the life of Christ.
You didn't really like ditches, though.
No. You know, and I've said that so many times, you can't stay there, that the Holy Spirit does His job, and He promises us in Scripture that He will convict us. And one of the things it says, as we've been talking about the kingdom, is that when John the Baptist preached, you know, repent, for the kingdom of God is near, a lot of people don't understand that that word repentance means a change of mind that is so deep and so impacting that it does change the life. That there's something in us that from the inside out begins to so dramatically transform. And when I began to understand the power of the Spirit through a clay vessel like us, it was like someone had turned on a light for me. That was the power of the gospel for me from the inside out. Truly it was.
You know, I think that it's really critically important to understand that in your spiritual journey, when you've been born from above, and we're going to talk about this as part of Kingdom Life, about these worlds that are in conflict, kingdom conflict, and how we deal with that. The enemy will try to get you stuck in your past failures or stuck in your present weaknesses.
Yes.
I'm telling you, Beth, even now as I'm talking about the kingdom and about really us reaching a point where we stop merely going to church, as important as that is, and we start being the church as a family, and that we really come together, that we really let God show us with all of our distinctives and our differences and our disagreements, we don't have to live with a spirit of divorce prevailing. No wonder divorce prevails in relationships and marriage when it actually prevails in the leadership of the church. We can have a disagreement and we divorce. We split, and marriage is split because we've set an example of split. We've set such a poor example in communication and love where there are differences. Rather than honing the edge, we just clash and we dull everybody. We brutalize everybody. But here's the thing you need to understand, that in our spiritual walk and growth, the entire time you're walking it out, the enemy is going to be accusing you for how you failed in your own weaknesses, even as I approach preaching the message God's put on my heart now, saying that the whole church in the whole earth, the family of God, can get to know the Father in such a way, Beth, that we look like family, that we behave like children of the Most High God, not a bunch of orphans just sitting out here in an orphanage terrified, but we really become confident priests and kings and overcomers in this life. Here's what the enemy does. In our journey, in our progress, and I'm telling you, the instant deliverance has been glorious. You and I have discussed it before. The progressive growth is even more important because it really deepens the roots. That gravity gets us deeply rooted and grounded in love. And that weight keeps us going and we're learning. But here's what the enemy said to me, and I wonder if you've ever heard it. You're not qualified. Who are you to lead? Who are you to do anything? Because you failed. You know you failed. You just acknowledged. I failed. I failed recently. You know something else? I've still got weaknesses. But let me tell you this. I want God to make me stronger. And Beth, I'm telling you, this is the beautiful thing about kingdom. When you've been born again, as Beth just talked about, as I just referenced, you keep having an impartation from God through His grace that changes you. Some of you would say, I can't forgive people who've hurt me. I can't not forgive them. I have no problem forgiving. Who did that? How is it that I can love my enemies? When people say unkind things about me or misrepresent me, I love them. I don't have to try to love them. Now, how under heaven do you explain that other than the kingdom of heaven? I don't have to try to love people who hurt me any more than Jesus had to try to forgive those who crucified Him, whom He said don't know what they're doing. They didn't. They were under the spell and control of the kingdom of deception, darkness, and defeat, just like so much of the world is today. Now, you tell me how you can forgive people who are so unkind and so cruel. How can I forgive people who intentionally tried to hurt me, accuse me, or misrepresent me? Beth, that is the grace that we received when we were born again, allowed to work in us if we realize that weight, that presence, that power is continually shaping us. But see, I want to reach back here. I want to reach out there. And I want to reach out here. And I want to try to get God's arms of love around every one of you. So once you really get in that embrace, you'll be a part of putting His arms around everybody. Because there's a world of hurt.
Yes.
And you're not overlooked. We want to be sure you've been born from above. See, I don't really think they'd be very unlikely if there's anybody sitting in this room that hasn't. But a lot of people out here who haven't.
Yes.
But if you haven't here, don't sit here and not begin to live in kingdom presence here and now and forever. Because it's forever.
Yes.
And it's for you. It's for you. Betty, tell them what happened to you. When you were, I call you the original church lady because you were it, Laura.
Well, like you, Beth, I was brought up in the church, and I worked really hard at doing everything right. I wanted to please everyone. I wanted to never disappoint by all means, anyone. I never wanted to make mistakes, but I did, of course. And when I made mistakes, I would let the enemy just beat me up and tear me down. But even though I stayed in church and I met James, fell in love with James, God called him into the ministry. And right before we were to be married, right before my 19th birthday, we had a service at our church. And for the first time, I walked down out of the choir and fell on my face. Because you see, it wasn't anything about what I could do for God, how I earned His approval. It's what He had already done for me. He gave His Son for me. Yes. He died for me. And when I, for the first time, said, Lord, I give You my life, He came in. And it was so easy compared to me trying to do it by works. Yes. And I accepted Him, and that's when my journey began. With my heart and God's together.
I can't even describe the beauty of watching a sweet little church girl be born from above. And to think we've been in love for over 50 years, been married over 48 years. To watch the kingdom, God said to me, as much glory is on her all the time. My anointing, my touch, my divine enablement, as it ever is on you in the pulpit with a big crowd. It's the kingdom. Now, I want to take you, and the same way with Beth Moore, what a miracle, with my own life, from no father to meeting the Father. That's kingdom. Born again, born from above. Don't miss this. And then don't miss an understanding of God's kingdom in you. I want you to get this series. I don't know that you'll ever watch or listen to anything that'll have a greater impact on you and then on others. I want you to listen to the story of a little boy, impoverished. This actually happened where I was preaching. And understand how God wants to use you, wherever you are, to reveal His kingdom presence and power. I think you're going to like this. This is part of God's kingdom in you. This is kind of the spiritual electricity and energy that's just going to fill you as you listen to the liberating truth concerning God's kingdom in you. Beth, years ago, I had a little boy come and had given his life to Jesus, and he was a big amener in my crowd, and he was a real distraction because this little kid had the biggest mouth. And he was about 9 years old, and he was sitting out on about the first row every night, either my right or left, and I'd be saying, amen! It was almost blood-curdling. And so I talked with the pastor. I said, this little kid, it's disrupting the whole service. And he said, well, that little boy's name's Mike. And that little boy trusted Jesus, and his father's an alcoholic, and he's the only person in his whole neighborhood that's a Christian. And he said, he came to me about a week ago with bruises on him, and he said, Brother Joe, he said, when I went home last night, my daddy came in drunk, and he beat me up because I went to church. Mm-hmm. And the boy spoke with a little bit of an impediment. And he said to Brother Joe, I can't come back to church anymore, so I'm not going to go to church anymore. And I'm going to run away from home. And so I'm running away, and I won't see him because I'm running away from home. And the pastor said, and James, I leaned over to that little boy, and I said, Mike, if you run away from home, there's not going to be anybody to witness to your daddy and to your family. Mm-hmm. And you know, Mike, on the whole block, there's nobody there that knows Jesus. So, Mike, if you run away, who's going to tell your mama and your daddy about Jesus? And who's going to tell the neighbors about Jesus? And he said, Mike, could I send you as a missionary for Jesus to your family and to your neighborhood? Mm-hmm. And he looked at me and he said, Brother Joe, I go to my family. I go to my family and I go to my neighborhood as a missionary for Jesus. I go, let's pray. And he bowed his head and I prayed with him. And he said, James, that's that little boy. I really don't think I can ask him not to say amen. No. I really don't think I can.
Serious
now, here's the beautiful thing. Saturday night, of that week, little Mike brought his alcoholic daddy to Jesus. The next morning on Sunday, little Mike brought his whole family to Jesus. That's kingdom.
Yeah.
That's kingdom. I'll tell you one more little dog story, and it can't top that one. But I was riding the other day with Princess, this beautiful dachshund. And we're riding in the truck, and you know how she's a hound, so she's a hunter, and she's just looking everywhere. And she got her little paws on the steering wheel, and we're just going, and she's just looking. And she just gets to shivering, she sees something. And I'm watching her, and I'm looking. And I just said to her, and I talked to this dog. Now here's the thing you got to understand. Because you figure, you know, they're kind of clue, but it's kind of like God talking to us. He just goes ahead and does it anyway. He just keep talking to us. But you know what's cool? We can tune our ears to hear Channel Jesus. We can tune our ears to hear Channel Jesus real clear. And so I'm just talking to her. And I said, Princess, I don't know how much fun you're having riding in my arms, right up here by my heart, just looking everywhere I'm going and being excited. But I said, I know this. I sure am excited to have you in my lap going wherever I go. And so help me. I felt like God spoke to me and said, welcome to the kingdom. That's the kingdom.
Yes.
Riding in my arms, close to my heart, just looking at everything I put before you, taking it in.
Yes.
But in this world, we can be witnesses for Jesus. Mm. How do we tie all this up for everybody here and those who are listening at this point to understand the importance of recognizing kingdom reality and assuming the responsibility that we have as kingdom children?
You know, I think exactly as you're saying, to realize that the kingdom is in us and that this responsibility has been given to us with power, that the kingdom comes with power, but that the enemy will do whatever he can to see if he can take the legs out from under us. And to see him raise us up to something that he alone knows we can be, to do something he alone knows we can do, to know something he alone can tell us. That is the purpose of all existence on this planet. That's what we were born for, born to a kingdom.
When you hear me talking about the kingdom or family, Betty, or our pets and our friends and the people we love all over the world and the beautiful viewers, what goes on in your heart?
You know, kingdom to me is realizing that yes, God is up there as a lot of people refer to him, but he's also right here.
Yes.
He's beside us. He says he'll never leave us alone. We have to invite him to be part of our lives. We have to invite him to show us each day and to communicate with us. He won't force himself on us, Beth, but we invite him to say, Jesus, I need you.
Yes.
I want you. I want my life to count for you. I want to have that kingdom living that you so desire, that you gave your son, dear Lord Jesus, for.
Yes.
And to be a part of making a difference, Beth,
yes.
To be effective no matter where you go, no matter who you come in contact with. It's not playing a part, quote, Christian, you know, church.
No.
It's being a part
yes.
of what he wants to do
I
through
love
us.
That. Yes.
Well, I can't even imagine for one second that you weren't blessed by what you heard. And if you could just see, I mean, God working in a little boy. And, you know, I think of myself as that little boy that never had a father and met the father. I think about how our children, our three children, our 11 grandchildren, look beyond any father, however capable and loving he is and wise he is, and they really see through that spiritual guidance of kingdom influence, the Father. And watching what it does. Listen, we're not like a privileged family. We understood something about the kingdom before we even knew how to explain it. We literally, Betty and I did, Beth did, we lost our lives in his purpose and found the life everybody's looking for. Now we want to explain to you an understanding of this spiritual gravity. of kingdom living now, not going to heaven kingdom, but the power of the heavenly being here in us now and what it does. And then let me just tell you, you say, how do we get the CDs, DVDs? Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. And I've told you this many times, and I'm going to say it as directly as I can. You live life fully when you begin to release it and express it freely. Your prayers get answered when you seek to be an answer to somebody else's prayer. In other words, get involved in kingdom life. Give life. We're asking you right now. I'm asking every single one of you. I want you to get into kingdom life. I want you to express it now. I want you to begin to express love, and you're going to begin to experience it. Release it. I want you to help us rescue some children. I want you to help us to feed some hungry kids. Feed 3 or 5 or 10. We're going to send you this incredible inspirational teaching to say thank you and help you. But we're asking you to help us save some lives. Manifest the love of God. Listen to Tammy Trent seeking to help put the arms of God's love around a hurting, suffering child. Watch.
We need to save these children. There is a desperate need here. These children are dying because they have no food. There are children all around here that do not get food every day. These children are severely malnourished. There's something we have to do, or we will lose more children. There's a solution to their problems, and it, for me, it just seemed really, really simple. Food in a little bowl. Mission feeding, this is where life begins. God bless you.
God's kingdom love gave the bowls. It was your idea, viewers. The missionaries just filled up tin cans, plastic bags, whatever a starving kid could bring, if they could even find that. You said give them a bowl. The bowls are empty until someone puts the food in it. The missionaries are there. Just like Tammy Trent, they're ready to put that nutritional porridge and soup mix in that bowl. But we provide it. We meaning you, all of us together. Wherever you are, Australia, Canada, UK, United States, doesn't matter. You reach out and say, you know what? I can help you feed 10 children. Would you make a gift? We can do that for $100. We're asking you to prayerfully consider a gift of $125. Give 25 bowls. And when you do, ask for the God's Kingdom in You series. Ask for the DVDs, the CDs, Jim Hilton's book, The Supernatural Skyline. It's fabulous. All of these inspirational guides to kingdom living, living in His presence in the present, we'll send you. You may say, James, I can't do that. I'd like to have the series. Well, you make any gift to help us, and we're going to send you the series on CD along with the study guide. Keep this in mind. $30, we can feed 3 children for the next months. $50, we can feed 5. $100, we can feed 10. Is there any way that you might just say, you know what, James? I love what you're doing, and God's blessed me. I want to help you feed 100 children. Would you make a $1,000 gift? And we'll send you the beautiful bronze. Would you do that? At whatever level you can help, that's an expression of God's heart. Freely you've received, freely give. There's something you can share that will give someone else life. If you will begin, and this is part of kingdom life, this is what I'll help you with. What God wants to show us all. If you will begin to live, to release, and to oversee what God's entrusted to you, to your oversight, to your watch care, you will be amazed at how rivers of life and love will flow out of you toward others. And you'll be amazed at how you will be blessed by the presence and direction of God. He wants it for you. Please, dial that number. Make the gift God put on your heart. Help us rescue as many children from hunger and starvation as possible. Get God's kingdom in you. And let's begin to understand the reality of living in His presence in the present.
At this very moment, a child is drawing her last breath, struggling to stay alive due to a lack of food. Sadly, this impoverished child is not alone, and without our help, many like her throughout Africa face death as well. Today, you can make a difference. You can save a life. Life's Mission feeding teams are in place right now, ready to answer the hunger cries of 500,000 children throughout remote areas of Angola, Mozambique, and Sudan. With previous food reserves gone and Southern Africa facing its worst conditions and food shortage in more than two decades, we desperately need to replenish our supplies for the feeding programs immediately. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you the God's Kingdom in You audio series and companion scripture guide. James and Betty Robison, along with Beth Moore, inspire you to live every day in the power and presence of God. With your gift of $125 or more to help feed 10 children, you may request both the video DVD and audio series with scripture guide. As a bonus, we'll also send you Jim Hilton's new book, The Supernatural Skyline. Finally, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help save the lives of 100 children, and be sure to request the beautiful new Heart of the Father bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online.
I want to send you God's Kingdom in You, but I want to point you to, you know, the Father's heart. It's a beautiful collectible, a beautiful bronze that artists make available to say thank you for expressing the Father's heart. Could you help us provide food for 100 children or more? We're anxious to send you the series. I think you'd be blessed by the bronze. Great inspirational conversation piece. Thank you so much for helping us share life. Let's live revealing the glory of the Father and His kingdom power and purpose.
You may not have had an addiction to porn or been abused, but you may have other pain in your life.
Permission to speak freely, next week. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.